You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklynsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklyn's Radio. Just Women is just what you need.
Hello and welcome to our Just Women Christmas show. And just like 2020, we're all in different places once again, but together on Zoom. So basically, anything could happen. I'm Mandy Dineley, and with me to celebrate today are my lovely fellow presenters, Jackie Mitchell, Samantha Carr, Joanne McGowan, and Ivana O'Brien. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
And so to kick off our programme, I'd like to ask you all for your favourite film or, say, Netflix series from this year or any previous years, because a lot of us have spent an awful lot of time looking at our screens, haven't we? So who can I ask first? Can I ask Ivana first?
Oh, I could talk about this film forever. I won't, obviously, because then no one else will have time to chat. But my favourite film is It's a Wonderful Life, an absolute classic from the 1940s with James Stewart. Just a beautiful film with a beautiful message. It's about saying that being happy, it's not about having money. It's about having family and friends around you. And it's just, yeah, if you haven't seen it before, I really, really recommend that you either go out and buy it or you rent it. Because I don't think you can get it on Netflix or Prime Video, because I've tried before. But it's my best ever Christmas film. And every time I watch it, without fail, I cry. Yeah.
Are you finding you're crying a lot more at films? I'm crying at lots of films this year.
I cry at adverts. Yeah. Yes, probably.
Yeah. But that is such a gorgeous film, isn't it? Who else loves that film?
Yeah, it's great. It's brilliant.
Yes, lovely definitely. Choice. Lovely choice, Ivana. Yeah, I think that's one of the most popular films of all time, isn't it? So you're in great company there. So what about you, Samantha? What's your favourite film?
Well, you know, I think my favourite film has to be Gone with the Wind. And I know it's a really old one and it's usually on at Christmas. In fact, my daughter hasn't seen it and I'm really hoping that it will be on this Christmas so that we can sit down together and shut the boys out and just spend, 3 hours, I think that film is, just enjoying it. And I love that film and I love the actors in it, the history of it, the fashion as well. Do you remember all her dresses? That also makes me cry as well, Ivana, I agree. And it's just a wonderful, romantic, fabulous, big American film. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. It's great, isn't it? I love that film. And actually, I know we're on Zoom and it's not visual, but the baubles that Jackie's got in the background, they're the colour of her dress, aren't they, almost?
Yeah.
Lovely red. So, and Jackie, what about you then? What's your...
Well, if we're going to talk about classic sort of films, and one of my favourites is 101 Dalmatians, but not the one, the remake, the original Walt Disney cartoon. I loved that, absolutely loved that as a child. But if we're going to come up right up to date, and you were saying, you know, we've spent so much more time watching movies and things. One of my most favourites this year was Vigil with Saran Jones, which was the thriller that took place on a submarine. And that was absolutely nail biting. That was really, really good. And then also Guilt, about two brothers and what happened to them when they accidentally knocked over somebody in the street. And then if we're talking about films, then I do recommend The Good Liar with Helen Mirren and Ian McKellen. I mean, you couldn't miss really with those two, but that's really good. And it has a very, very good twist. And another one I liked was Sandra Bullock's Unforgivable. And that, I found myself crying with that one.
Oh, I don't know if I've seen it. Has anyone else seen Unforgivable?
No, there's some good tips there, Jackie. I like the sound of some of those. I'll have to investigate. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Jackie. Lots there. Gosh, we've got lots of films to watch there. Some of them we've obviously seen before. Mm. But what about you, Joanne?
Well, in terms of films, it's a little bit of a mishmash, really. I suppose if we're going right back to sort of classics, I love old Hollywood musicals, and probably one of my favourites is Calamity Jane. I remember just watching that over and over again as a child. And it is such a happy and, you know, cheery film. So if that's on over Christmas, I'll definitely try and watch that. I suppose more recently up to date, I suppose ones that you can watch again and again. The King's Speech is one that I just can watch over and over again. I just think it's such a great film. And yeah, just that sort of seeing the relationship there. And again, don't know how much of it is true, but, you know, as to what went on. But it's just a great human story. I mean, in terms of TV series, I suppose this year, the one we watched right at the beginning of the year in lockdown, which actually, in hindsight, was probably not the best choice because it was quite depressing, was Chernobyl, which was a phenomenal series. So, yeah, you know, again, quite like recent history type things to watch and stuff. But my absolute fave thing to watch on the television, and I think it keeps me going a lot of the time, is Strictly Come Dancing. I am a huge Strictly fan. You know, some of you may know I used to dance a lot. I was a dance teacher for a while, and I just absolutely love it. And to the point where I have little YouTube playlists that other parts of the year, if I just need cheering up, I stick one of those on, and it just really, really lifts my spirits. But it's been a phenomenal series this year, and I'm you know, we're recording this before before the final, so I'm really looking forward to the final this coming weekend. So they're my picks.
Joe, just to say that, do you ever listen to what their mics are saying after?
Yes, I love I love their social media content. Whoever does their social media is fantastic. They come up with some really good, funny stuff in the weeks and stuff like that. And yeah, no, I love the mics each week and stuff. So I'm sure they all play up to it a bit now, knowing that that they might get featured. So it's great.
$64,000 question then. Who do you want to win?
Well, yeah. I think. It's Giovanni and Roses to lose this year, to be quite honest. I think any of them would be worthy winners of the three that have made the final, but I think they are just, there's just something special there, and I'd like to see Giovanni win because he's been in the final a few times. So we'll probably, by the time this goes out, we'll all know, but that and we'll see if the prediction's right. But yeah, so that's who I'd like to see.
Yeah, you can see where the Calamity Jane comes in there. Yes. With dancing, and I always wanted to be Calamity Jane. That was one part I wanted when I used and it's never got that part. I've never had that part. I'm not going to get it now, am I?
Well, you never know.
Unless they revisit her. Some lovely choices there.
Thank you.
So my choice would be, I'm going a bit off piste really, because I love all the classic films that you've mentioned. And I must admit, I do love The Holiday. It just gets me in the mood. It's so easy to watch. And the music, if you listen to the music's very clever throughout the whole film. It just lifts you. And oh, it's just fantastic. I love it. But I actually loved Schitt's Creek because Schitt's Creek is pure escapism. There's lots of morals and lots of lessons entwined in each episode. And I felt it was a really good, you know, they were very rich and then they came, you know, to a place where they had nothing and they didn't know anyone. And all their friends who loved them for all the things that they had, it showed how shallow it all was. And I just thought it was great for so many reasons. It was so good. So, and I do love all, you know, the films that you've all mentioned that I've seen. But, you know, definitely uplifting for me. I like to have something uplifting, but I love historical stuff as well. So I will search that out. But we haven't watched Chernobyl because it's on a platform that we don't have.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just trying to find them. They do sort of seem to swap between the different channels and stuff like that. So it's just catching them when they're on. But yeah, definitely recommend it. As I say, not the most cheering of things, but very gripping. So,
yeah, I mean, any of you see The Queen's Gambit? That's
oh yes, yes,
absolutely love that. Yeah, that was a very good one.
Yeah, is that the one about chess? Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, that was flipping fantastic.
That
what was that
millions
on?
Of people started playing chess after that.
Yes, I know. All they sold out of chess boards, didn't they?
Yeah.
Sorry, what platform was that on?
I think that was Netflix.
I think it was Netflix as well. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's really good, and it makes chess look really cool.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So that sounds like a really good series. What platform is that on?
I think that's on Netflix.
Yeah, I think it was Netflix as well.
Absolutely. Great.
And I love the fact, obviously, the plot is fantastic and the acting is brilliant. But I love it when they also bring in all the great fashion design as well. And do you remember it was incredibly beautiful stylistically?
Yeah.
As a series, each episode. And her clothing was amazing as well. And the design, her hair, everything.
Yeah. And her relationship with her mother as well. That was really yeah. fascinating, quite mm. pain, quite sad, really. But
well, no spoilers.
Sorry. Oh yes.
Oh no, do watch it if you haven't seen it yet, Jackie. Mm. It's brilliant.
Sad and happy. There you are. You're balanced. Sad and happy. And in the middle as well. And a bit in the middle. Oh dear. Yeah. So we've been watching a lot of TV then, see, or a lot of. Yeah, I mean, I don't have time to watch a lot of TV normally, but I did enjoy it. I enjoyed having that time. Did you?
Mm. Yeah, I think it was nice. You did catch up with things and you did feel that you could, you know, because quite often with us, we start things and then life gets busy and then the weeks go by and you think, oh, we haven't actually finished, because like you were saying about Vigil, we got so far and we still haven't seen the last episode. And we must watch it, you know. So, yeah, I think it was quite nice to sort of get into things a bit more.
What I find, I don't know about you ladies, is that I love watching Gogglebox. I mean, who'd have thought you'd get entertained by watching telly or whatever, but that's how I find out about the good programs. But then they give you the spoilers, so yeah. It's almost like I want to watch that, but what's the point, because I know what's going to happen. So
my son loves Gogglebox, but we're the same, and if there's something coming out that we think we want to watch, we then zip through that bit so that we don't. But yeah, it's true, you do sort of, you find stuff that it can be a bit of a spoiler as well, can't it?
Can, yeah.
I laugh out loud to Gogglebox. I absolutely, it makes me roar. I think everyday people are so funny.
Yeah.
You know, we've got lots of great comedians, but I think everyday people are funny, and they are, they're just so funny.
Mm. And you know that we'd all have some of those same reactions.
Yes.
You? And you just know that you would roar with laughter at some things, you'd be really shocked at other things. So, yeah, it's like seeing yourselves.
Yeah.
But sadly, I think I'd be on the one with, obviously, none of my children live at home anymore, but they'd be the family where the mum says something, the children say, oh, God, Mum, you're so embarrassing. I literally have to sit there in silence the whole programme. I couldn't say anything.
I think all of us are embarrassing to our children. I don't think you're alone.
That's our job, isn't it?
Exactly.
That's our job. I'm really going all out to embarrass them before they all leave home now. And my son, no, I can't talk about that, can I? No, I was going to say he had a friend round last night and I was singing in the dining room and I think, oh my gosh, you know, she'll probably think, what has she come into? Strange times, aren't they? Strange times. So what else have we been looking at? You know, what else have we been doing then? You know, apart from watching the TV, have we taken up any new hobbies or craft?
Yeah, I have actually, funny enough. I started doing jigsaw puzzles like crazy in lockdown. I really love them. And they had to be very vivid in colour. And it was very interesting because you then found that you go online to try and order them. Could not get them for love nor money. And all the ones that were really, really good, constantly out of stock. And then you get in a situation where you're waiting to press the button to try and order it. And it became quite competitive whether you could actually get hold of said jigsaw. But I really enjoyed it. And I would just sneak off during the day and just do 15, 20 minutes here and 20 minutes there. And it was really calming, and given that the house was very full with a lot of tall people, it really just gave me a chance to step away a bit and just have a moment of calm. Loved it, and I've carried on.
That was a popular thing, obviously, wasn't it? What about you then, Jackie? Or Ivana?
Well, I took up growing vegetables at one point, but I think the biggest thing is going for the walks. I go for a walk every day, and also doing a lot more doing fitness. I'm still following Fitness with PJ on YouTube. So she has half-hour workouts, and they're very good because I gave up my gym membership. So I do her instead, and that's like half an hour, which I can fit in at any time during the day. So it's quite nice to still go to a class in person. But, you know, so I suppose that's a big change for me.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds great, Jackie. You've made the most of that. What about you, Ivana or Joanne?
So for me, I thought it'd be really good this summer to get into gardening. So I thought, okay, so I'm going to grow my own tomatoes. My dad's a real keen gardener because I've been Italian. It's all about the land, etc. So he gave me some tomato plants. I grew some of my own from seeds and I put them into one of those bags that you get. I got all excited and was watering them every day lovingly. And after about 2 weeks, I thought, well, this is pretty boring. And I started to get really bored with the whole thing, and my poor old other half had to sort of then step in and water them himself. Otherwise, I just think I'd let them die. I just thought, Yeah, it's great for the first 2 weeks, or even 3 to 4 weeks. But after that, when you have to go out and water them, not because you're out there and the sun's shining, but when it's like quite miserable, you still got to water them. And it takes weeks and weeks to see any little sign of any sort of tomato on there. It soon wears off, which is really sad, really, isn't it?
So did you manage to grow anything?
We did have quite a few. We grew some tomatoes. We had our patio down at the bottom of the garden, and we grew some. Peter made this vegetable patch in out of wood, and we planted potatoes. And one day when we were out and they started digging the patio, they dismantled this thing that was in the way, and we lost all our potatoes. I was mortified. They didn't realise there was potatoes in there. And I was like, well, didn't think to ask us before they dismantled it. So we lost our crop of potatoes. So that kind of put me off gardening even more.
Oh, that's so bad. What put me off was all the pests you get.
Yes, it's always something. I'm just not green-fingered.
No, I do remember we had actually 6 apples in our mini apple tree, which is more than we've ever had before. And overnight, a squirrel or something pinched them all. How strange. So I'm with you, Ivana, there. What about you, Joanne? What about you? Have you?
So at the beginning of the year, in that lockdown time, we started doing some online acrylic painting classes, which we were doing quite religiously for quite some time, and really enjoyed that actually. And it was great to sort of, you know, some were more successful than others, and I remember there was one that was a sheep, which was absolutely awful, but actually some of the flowers and landscapes, they weren't so bad as well. So that was great then. And I suppose the second half of the year, it's been, we had quite a few sort of like comedy nights and theatre trips that had been booked that have all suddenly started happening. So G Live became a bit of our second home for a while. We were catching up on a lot of stuff that had been rescheduled. So that was great. And we've got more of those to come in the new year. But also getting back to the lovely rock choir that I'm a part of. In September, we were back to doing face-to-face rehearsals. We've had to have a couple of performances cancelled in the last week due to obviously the changing things, the circumstances. So yeah, it didn't end the term perhaps as we would have wanted, but we did manage to do a performance at G Live earlier in the term, which was absolutely amazing. So hopefully things will settle down a bit in the new year and we can get back to doing that. So yeah, it's been quite busy really.
Yeah, it's nice that we've all been able to have that. I mean, obviously we picked up, you know, our things like doing jigsaws and everything, solitary things, but being able to get out and have a taste of being out and about again, we want more of it, don't we? And it feels like it's slightly snatched away again from us at the moment. But I comedy is a great thing, isn't it? Comedy. We saw a lot of comedy in lockdown as well.
Yeah.
Online yes. and after.
Well, actually, a lot of the comedians talk about their experiences of doing either online, you know, Zoom comedy nights. Some of them said about they did drive-in comedy nights and how disorientating that was, because they obviously can't hear the applause. And some of them were getting people to hoot their horns. And they said, you know, it's absolutely terrifying having people hoot their horns when you're, you know, they felt something funny. So it's obviously given them lots of new material as well. So
And some people I know are really good comedian. And he has set a comedy night up on Twitter in his shed. And him and his wife used to, and they actually, he's going to be quite big, I think. He's so good. But I just think people have been so creative. They've been so creative. Right. So now I think what we're going to do now, we've had a lovely chat there. We're going to be moving on into a music and ad break. And I'm first up to choose my favourite Christmas song. And it's, I've got lots of favourite Christmas songs, but this is Donny Hathaway's version of This Christmas. And when we come back, we will be continuing our Christmas chat. So stay tuned.
This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
Welcome back to Just Women with me, Mandy Dineley, and my other lovely co-presenters. And that was Donny Hathaway with This Christmas. Such a great track. So, ladies, a lot has happened since a few of the presenters got together for our Christmas show last year. So can I ask you all how you think your lives have changed since last December? And I will go to Joanne first, if that's all right.
So I suppose quite a lot has changed for me. I've sort of changed jobs in the last year. I was employed up until sort of just after Easter time in full-time employment, and then I decided I wanted to change. So I've been running a marketing and business support agency, Get Ahead Surrey, since early June, so just celebrated 6 months of that. So that's been quite a big change. My son started his GCSEs this year, so that is, so we're in the early days now, but yeah, you know, sort of excited and apprehensive as to what's going to come, but he's really enjoying doing subjects that he's chosen, and we're loving seeing, especially like the photography and music that he GCSEs that he's doing, we're loving seeing him getting stuck into those. So yeah, so I suppose quite a bit of change this year.
Big change there. And it's, and when you have young children and they're growing,
yeah,
it's monumental, isn't it, everything?
Yes,
they,
yeah,
do.
Yeah, definitely.
You must be happy that he's got some musical direction there.
Yeah, it is. It is great. I mean, my husband plays piano as well, and my son plays piano and trumpet. So, yeah, it's never quite. You, in fact, you probably may hear some tinkling in the background at some point this evening, because normally one of them is doing stuff. So, yeah, no, it's good. It's a nice thing to have musical people in the house, which I'm sure you agree, Mandy.
Yeah, definitely. And it's been a good year for you then.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
That's lovely to hear. And what about you, Jackie?
Well, I think a lot of things have changed. I mean, from the work point of view, I'm probably doing much more writing work than I ever did before. And like a lot of people, now my clients want to meet me on Zoom rather than face to face, which is fine. But also, I mean, Zoom is quite a revelation, really, because it means you don't have to go anywhere, and you could have meetings with people from the north of England or from all over the place, like we are tonight, which is incredible. On the other hand, one does miss the in-person meetings occasionally, but so that's on the work front. Otherwise, my shopping habits have changed entirely, because I rarely go into shops now. I would say I would get, you know, more or less everything online now, because I got used to it, especially grocery shopping. I mean, I very rarely go into a grocery store. And then, of course, on the makeup front, because of Zoom, you don't really, well, I suppose you could wear makeup if you wanted, but you don't really. And so I don't buy a lot of lipstick anymore.
Yeah, it does make you wonder if the lipstick sales have gone down, doesn't it?
Well, apparently it has. I did read an article that had gone down. Yes, people like Estee Lauder aren't very happy.
And I wonder if, you know, luminosity enhancers, makeups have gone up, because we want to make ourselves look better on Zoom.
Yes.
Oh, you've had a busy year then, Jackie.
Absolutely. And I mean, interestingly, I mean, you can go online and have a makeup consultation online. And I actually saw that Rigby and Pella are doing online bra consultations. I'm not sure how that might work. But hey,
wow. Now that is something I've not heard.
So
wow, you learn something every day, don't you?
But also the other thing is, if you are going out, you have to think about it, because I have to then suddenly think, oh goodness, I'm going to a meeting, what do I wear, what should I wear? And and this new thing has happened apparently, which is called the bother of going out, called BOGOT. And apparently a lot of people are now, you know, not bothering to go out, and it's a real trial to sort of having to get themselves together to go out, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, it does for me. Does it resonate with any of you?
Yeah, no, definitely. There's no question. I think you don't go out quite as much as you did. And I've noticed that with some of the people in our business as well. They're doing much more on Zoom. We're all doing much more on Zoom. So, yeah.
And what about you, Samantha? How much has changed in this year for you?
Well, I think quite a lot has, in the sense of with our business, we normally, magnetic jewellery, we normally go out and show the product. And so obviously with lockdown, it all went on to Zoom. To begin with, we thought that would be a disaster, an absolute disaster, but actually it's worked out quite well. And we have been able to, and I've found that you can develop relationships on Zoom, which I wouldn't have thought you really could do, but you can build those friendships. Because, you know, like we're all looking at each other now, you do get an idea of people. You can see their arms moving. You can tell a little bit about what they're feeling, what they're thinking. So it's actually has worked very well. And then I think also thinking about work-life balance. It's made me think that actually I want to be much smarter about how I work, try and reduce it actually as much as possible, but be really focused during that time so that I can actually spend more time with the kids when they're around. They're quite grown up, but when they're here, I can be a bit more around for them, which I really enjoy. And I want to read more books. I want to see more films. I want to go and see more plays. And I just haven't been doing enough of that in the last, you know, few years. And it's all the stuff that I like. So it's sort of realigning and thinking, OK, what's important? Trying to focus on that for a change. And then buying habits, I would say I'm definitely buying less. So the husband is thrilled.
Yes, I agree. And landfill will be very pleased with you as well.
Yeah, we're all trying, aren't we, in our way.
So it's been, yeah, and there's so many positives that have come out of this year. For me, I've had to change quite a lot of things for many different reasons, and it's been great. You know, a lot of my work is around writing for other people, creative writing, but I used to do more of the wedding writing for couples, and now I've sort of gone into other areas. So it's been interesting and I've really enjoyed it, and I've decided that I want to do more for children or for gifts for children because I actually really enjoy it, and it makes me think of what I loved as a child, and it allows me to be creative in a different way. So I've really enjoyed that. I've also got a poem in a book which I was absolutely thrilled about because I do write loads of poems, and I'm putting together a poetry book, and I wanted to complete it this year but I just didn't get round to it. So, you know, for me it's been a really creative year and I've really enjoyed it, and I've definitely changed a few things that, you know, given it being another time, maybe I wouldn't have changed them, but I've enjoyed it. This has been, for me, it's been a good year, and I want to keep creating.
Isn't that fantastic? And is it because you were forced to sort of stop and take a view?
Yes, yeah, I think it probably is. I think it is for all of us, isn't it? So what about you, Ivana? How have things changed for you?
So for me, I think I've learned to embrace technology more. So obviously Zoom has been a massive thing, Teams, having meetings on Teams. I had to do a lot of one-to-one coaching with students in schools via Zoom and via Teams, which was fine as a backup to not being able to see them at all. But for me, the downside to that was not being able to pick up on their body language, because that's a really important part of coaching, is when you can see what's going on for that person. So it's not all about saying, you know, what sort of career do you want? What do you want to do with the rest of your life? If they're struggling mentally or emotionally with being in lockdown, all those sort of things, those are the sort of things you need to be able to see their faces to know what's going on for them. So from that point of view, it's nice to be able to dip in and dip out and use that as a medium. But I think you can't be face-to-face when you're coaching with young people. I think also it's been, in terms of buying habits, I've had to spend more money on glasses, because when you're on Zoom more and on Teams more, you need expensive glasses rather than the cheap ones that I buy from some of the retailers, like not mentioning any names. I think that, as Jackie mentioned, or some of you mentioned already, the work-life balance thing is a big thing, because I saw it in my daughter. She had a job where they asked her to go into work 5 days a week, which is what we've all been used to for years, let's face it. And she lives in Tooting. She's moved out in the last sort of 6 months. And interestingly, her friends were still, or flatmates were still working from home. She was having to commute into town. So she was losing probably an hour and a half a day. So she'd get home at 7, have to start cooking or cleaning, or, and they'd already be in their gym jams. They'd be relaxing. They'd have done a wash. They'd done their shopping. So it taught us how a lot of people got that work-life balance back, because they didn't have to go to the office every day. And how great is that? And so many more companies now are coming on board and negotiating with their staff that they can work from home some days a week. And I think that's such a great thing for fathers that maybe before never saw their children, for mothers that never saw their children. How great is that to have that flexibility? So from that point of view, it's been great.
I think it's essential. I think it's essential. And I'm glad that a lot of companies are doing that, and quite right too. But I think I wanted to ask you, Ivana, about, you know, the youngsters engaging. Do you think that they engage less? I think, Do you think the adults who are, you know, older than the youngsters, do you think we find it easier to engage better on Zoom?
I think it's a very individual thing. I mean, I've spoken to a lot of young people who've really struggled emotionally with their mental health through lockdown, that really didn't like being at home. And I've spoken to others who've loved being at home because they've seen more of their family. So it's a mixture. I think on the whole, a lot of them probably struggled more than they liked it. With adults, again, it's not that they probably do engage with Zoom better, but it's, again, it's easier for them to hide behind the body language, not being able to see the body language as clearly. Whereas when they're in front of you, you can pick up on things and challenge things more easily when you can see their eyes and you can see their face more clearly. Mm. Also, from the point of view of being on Zoom, you don't have to wear expensive trousers or anything like that. You can sit there in your pyjama bottoms, which probably lots of people do, and no one would ever be any the wiser.
Yeah, there's a lot of smart on top, isn't there? Party on the bottom or whatever it is. That's what we say in our house.
On top. Yeah. But I think lastly, in terms of what I've learned very quickly, is that to enjoy the small things in life, things like going out for a walk in nature. I think a lot of people have really switched on to the fact that actually gratitude is, being grateful is a big thing, you know, sort of being grateful that we're all still alive, that we've still got, you know, hopefully our family and friends around us. I hope we haven't lost too many people, but being grateful for still being here. And I think actually there's lots to be said for that.
Yeah.
Totally agree. Yeah, I didn't talk about my buying habits, actually. I think it was who mentioned about buying or not going out. I think it was Jackie. And I have started to buy more clothes again because I've put quite a bit of weight on during lockdown. And I thought I still want to look nice when I'm going out. But my buying habits have they stopped, cut it right back. And now I'm sort of, you know, buying a bit more again. Not too much, but, you know, just the odd thing.
And why not?
Mm. Yeah. and lipstick as well, Jackie.
Oh, yeah.
There was an article a few weeks back that was about purchases that people had regretted during lockdown, and, you know, some big purchases that people had done. But the best purchase we made in lockdown was we finally bought a sandwich toaster, which we used through lockdown, and we love it, and we still use it a lot today. So that was, and I'd always thought I'd quite like one of those and never bought it. And then when we were at home, obviously every day, all of us needing to have lunch at home, I said, come on, let's get one. So, yeah, we've loved that purchase. That was a real good purchase to do.
Oh, yeah, so. That's a good question, isn't it? Who else has had a lovely, big, lovely purchase this year then?
Well, we bought a second freezer because, because at the beginning we weren't sure, you know, what we'd be able to get to the shops or whatever. So that's been very good.
I'd love a second freezer, Jackie. I'm really jealous.
Freezer envy here.
Take away for it, let me tell you.
Yeah, no, that's the thing.
What about you, Samantha? Have you got anything that you bought this year that is a wow?
Well, I mean, funnily enough, Joanne, when you were talking about the sandwich maker.
Yes.
We have had one for a while with two boys, and actually during that period we all decided that after a few weeks of me cooking supper every day, it was sort of like, right, we'll take it in turns, everyone is going. And that sandwich maker, it seemed, started to arrive onto our menu way, way too often, and suddenly we're getting fried bread with ham and cheese, and my daughter and I are going, no, please, vegetables somewhere, where are the vegetables? So I have less good feelings towards that sandwich maker.
Well, my favourite toast sandwich in it was mushroom, spinach and cheese. I'd love that.
We lost our sandwich maker during the last year because it actually got to, you know, it loses its stickiness.
All right.
We had to throw it away. I know. So we need another one. I'll speak to you after the show. What about you, Ivana?
Well, mine seems a bit indulgent, really, but I saw a really nice Jaeger coat in a charity shop in Banstead High Street. So I went in and purchased that. So that was my lovely gift. It wasn't very expensive, but it was something that I probably don't normally do, is go into charity shops, but I saw it in the window and it was calling me, so I thought I have to have it.
That's great.
Can you describe it to us?
It's purple, it's got a sort of roundish collar, and it's very warm, and it's
lovely.
It's very warm and cozy. Yeah.
And what a sustainable purchase that was.
Yeah. Yes. Great.
And I too have a sandwich maker, and actually, just to say that in Lidl they've got really good ones sale at the moment.
There you go, Mandy.
There you go.
Early Christmas present. Yeah.
Yes, I'm off. I'm off. Thank you for that, Savannah.
That's okay.
Yeah, they're so handy, aren't they? I have got a recipe book and it's all about toast. So I think you can incorporate that.
Yes, definitely.
Toast toppings. But you could put them in, couldn't you?
Yes.
Or, I'm going to put that on my Christmas list, actually. You shouldn't ask for Christmas kitchen things for Christmas, should you, really?
But if you want them.
If you use it. Yeah.
Why not?
That one I'm going to ask for one of those rotating cake ball, cake mix.
Because
I love baking. I'm not good, but I still, God loves a try and all that. I could do with one of those. I think I'm going to put that on my list this year. A rotating cake stand.
That sounds very swishy, especially at a party.
Yeah.
It's for decorating it.
Oh, gosh, yeah, decorating is not really my thing. I was the one that made a cricket cake for my son, one of my sons, my eldest, who's now 24. And I actually didn't realise you could cut the cake off to level it, so it was tilted. And I used desiccated coconut for grass, and it was actually not that bad, and chocolate fingers for the fence.
I'm sure everybody ate it.
They did, yes, but I'm not a baker at all. I cook. I love cooking, love cooking. But now we have a new reconditioned oven. We got a second-hand sort of reconditioned oven, I suppose, during the last couple of years. I've started baking again because the oven doesn't fail me.
Oh, that's good. That's good news.
So you enjoy cooking every night then, Mandy?
Well, no, actually. That did become, without going into the details, that did become a bit of a chore. But I do enjoy cooking. I find it quite mindful, actually, and I'll sit there. I will have if it's, towards the end of the week, I'll have a glass of wine or gin and tonic, and I'll put something on my iPad and I'll be in a world of my own cooking some delicious meal. And yeah, I enjoy it when it's like that. But when you're busy and you have a lot going on, it feels like it's a chore.
Yes, I think
it's ideas.
Little elves, don't we, to come and do the clearing up, then we wouldn't mind.
Yeah, and I think it's just sometimes ideas, isn't it? It's sometimes you just get in a bit of a rut with it and you think, oh, do I have to make that again? And it's just suddenly you might just get a new idea for a recipe and it all, it sparks the interest again, doesn't it? So,
well, we had an interesting meal the other night because my husband is a vegetarian, which can be really annoying when you're trying to think about things to cook. So, but he likes fajita wraps and he also loves sprouts. So I cooked up loads of vegetables like mushrooms and peppers. I decided to boil some sprouts as well and put those in the dish as well. He looked at them as if to say, do you think I'm going to put a Brussels sprout in a wrap and be able to eat it? And I thought, no, probably not. So that totally bombed, that idea.
Roasted sprouts. If you do like roasted veg, sprouts in those, they're amazing.
Yeah, if you mix a few chestnuts with them too.
I love chestnuts.
Love chestnuts. Well, yeah. Do you parboil them before, Joanne, or do you?
The sprouts. No, I just chuck them all in and
great.
Yeah, I don't usually roast them. I have fried them with the chestnuts, but what do you put a particular oil on? I want to know the details.
I think I just put olive oil, but quite often by the end of that, I've done a load of mixed roasted vegetables, I'll put some harissa paste. And then just sort of toss them in that. And that is lovely. It's great. And works with pesto as well. Pesto is really lovely.
Oh, pesto, that's a good idea.
Right.
That is that they can get very dried up.
Yes.
You've got to keep the moisture in there. So that's that's a good idea, yeah.
Well, thank you for that. Those lovely tips. I'm feeling quite hungry now. But we're going to have another little break now, another music break, and we're going to play All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey, which is Jackie's favourite Christmas song. When we come back, I would love to discover what extras have you brought into the Christmas festivities for this year, or have you toned it down a bit?
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. Said I want to care, I want to really need. Want to be a star, baby, to be a star. Oh, I don't want a lot for
This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
Welcome back to Just Women with me, Mandy Dynelly, and my lovely co-presenters, Samantha Carr, Jackie Mitchell, Ivana O'Brien and Joanne McGowan. So that was All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey, one of another really popular song. So this time of year, we're putting up the decorations, getting ready, wrapping, ticking things off that huge festive to-do list. But what I want to know is, what are we all doing this year that we didn't or couldn't do last year that we are really looking forward to? Who shall I ask first? Joanne.
Well, I think the main thing that I'm really looking forward to is just spending time with family this year, because it was the three of us on Christmas Day last year, which was lovely, actually. It was really nice. And we had Zoom calls with the rest of the family. But actually, we're hoping to see almost all of both sides of our family at some point over the Christmas period. It's only on my side, it's only really my mum and dad. But my husband comes from a very big family, so we'll be hoping to catch up with a lot of them as best we can. And that is actually what it's all about. They're the bits that you remember. You don't really remember the presents that people have got you, as lovely as they are and as grateful as you are for them. It is the time with family and friends as well, which we didn't get last year. So really looking forward to that this year.
That sounds lovely, and as it should be too. Mm. Lovely, Joanne. What about you, Ivana?
So similar to Joanne, last year there was me, my husband and my daughter. Couldn't see my son and his partner. My other son's in Australia, so definitely couldn't see him. Mm. My mum and dad luckily live opposite, but bless them, they were on their own. So we were sort of, it was like Meals on Wheels, sort of delivering the food and then just waving at the patio window. My brother, who's also down the road, he was with his family. So this year, hopefully, be my brother, his family, his son and his family, his daughter and her family, me and my son and his girlfriend and my daughter, my mum and dad. So there'll be about 15 or 16 of us. That's if we don't get other measures. I'm keeping everything crossed.
Oh, yes.
We did get to spend it all together. But yeah, so that's what I'm looking forward to.
No more measures. That sounds lovely, Ivana. And what about you, Samantha?
Well, very similar, really. Last year, it was the five of us. And then we had my mother, who's on her own, who is in our was in our bubble throughout the whole thing. So that was very sweet. And it was gentle and nice. But this year, I hope to have my in-laws as well, which would be really lovely. Really, really nice, because they have been completely locked down on their own, the two of them. And they're pretty elderly. So if we are allowed to do that, it will be really super. And then my favourite aunt and my cousin as well coming. And again, often spend Christmas with them, but weren't able to last year. So I just, like the others, I really hope that we can pull that off. I haven't done my decorations yet. I don't quite know what that's about. I have said to myself, I've got to organise it this week. And it's very, very strange, because normally I would have all of this totally nailed down. But for some reason, I've been really laid back, and don't know if that's a new change.
we were a bit late this year as well, actually. I have to say, it's funny, because some people went really early, didn't they? But we've only just put ours up, so.
Yeah, well, that makes me feel a bit better.
and us as well. We were late just this last weekend. So moving on to Jackie, what about you?
Yes, I was also late. We were also late with our decorations too, you know. Well, I think that my biggest thing would be able to give my Christmas presents to my grandson in person, rather than having them sent to him. Last year, all the presents were all sent by various couriers. And I think that's going to be, for me, the most wonderful thing, is to actually see the look on his face when he opens his presents, you know, and in fact, my stepdaughters as well, and the rest of the family as well. I think that's going to be quite moving.
And how old is he, Jackie?
He's six.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Oh, that's really important. That's going to be so lovely, seeing all these lovely people get together, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well,
mine is my family. I come from a big family, and we love Christmas, but we've got into this awful habit, but it's lovely, where we just all spend it with our own families. So we've all got grown up children, and, you know, the children have got partners in some of the families. So we don't get together, and our parents aren't with us anymore, sadly. So we don't have that focal point, really. Maybe it will change as our children get older and the adults might congregate. I hope that's what will happen. But we just tend to stay with our own families, which is lovely. But also, you know, I do miss my family, and I think it's a shame that we don't make the effort to do that. You know, but it's just the way it is. And, you know, and my sister, I've got to talk about her because her son's been in Canada and she hasn't seen him for 3 years, and he's home tomorrow.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh,
that's great. Great news. Great.
Yeah. So that's wonderful. And it's all these lovely reunions that are going to happen.
It feels very much like the scene in Love Actually, doesn't it? You know, when everybody's coming through the arrivals at Heathrow.
Well. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I miss all that. Yeah, so I think for us, it's going to be pretty much the same as last year. But I tell you what will be different is the spontaneity. And I'm looking forward to be able to have, we're very friendly with our neighbours, all of our neighbours, quite a lot of them. And, you know, I know that I could just send them a message and say, come over for a drink. Mm. And, you know, that is what I'm really looking forward to, bringing back a bit of spontaneity. Yeah. If we feel safe enough, that's the only thing.
Well, you can always do it in the garden.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we've got used to layering out. We've probably all got that. That probably might be some of the purchases that we've had is better clothing for outdoor conditions, you know.
Absolutely. And, I've got a heated jacket. Yes. Very good.
Oh, I like the sound of that because actually talking about it, that's very good, Joanne, because actually I've noticed, I don't know if anyone else has noticed, but lots of venues have got this great outdoor space. We were, you know, to be honest, we were quite wimpy, weren't we? Mm-hmm. We just go inside all the time. Whereas now we've got all these lovely facilities to eat outside, you know, spend time with our friends outside in winter.
Mm. And most venues have got rugs now and or heaters, you know. Mm.
I think catering places have, sorry, I've got a frog in my throat. They've really adapted well to everything, haven't they? They've literally pulled out all the stops, and I think it's worked.
It has.
And I reckon they'll be keeping those outside facilities, won't they?
Yeah. It's
great for business.
Gives more capacity, doesn't it, as well? Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. I like it. I like being outside when it's cold, when you've got heat. But I do like the sound of Jackie's heated jacket.
Yes. Your Christmas list is growing, Mandy, isn't it?
I'm a bit worried. It is. I've got a list. I kid you not. I have written a few things down already. Yes, I'm a great list person. Oh, we are coming to the end of the show, I think, aren't we, ladies? Which is, we've got a few minutes left, but it's lovely to be able to get together again and share our Christmas love, I suppose, isn't it? And the things that we want to do.
What will you be doing for New Year's Eve this year, ladies?
We're due to be spending that with family as well. But hopefully up in Yorkshire, we'll be going up there for New Year. I always find New Year's Eve is a funny one. But I think it's best either spent with friends and family at home somewhere. I always find that works best for me. So,
yeah.
We're going to head off to Norfolk. We're going to have lots of walks on the beach, staying with some friends who have a house there. So that will be lovely. Beautiful white sand, crashing sea, usually freezing. But
Whereabouts in Norfolk, Samantha?
So Brancaster area, around there. And we're very lucky because they invite us quite a lot. So whenever we get the call up, we're hot-footing it down there because I love that. Love that part of the country. I really do.
It's beautiful. I've got a brother in Suffolk. And my brother, another brother, touches the edge of Norfolk. And it's just beautiful, isn't it? Friends. In fact, in the last couple of years, loads of my friends have moved to Suffolk and Norfolk.
That has happened, hasn't it? Relocation has been a big thing.
Yeah, absolutely. House sales have gone through the roof, haven't they?
So definitely.
Actually, out of my book club, they're all my oldest mates, and five of them moved out to countryside as a result of lockdown. So in fact, that was a really sad moment because, you know, they'd all gone. But fortunately, we're getting the invitations now. So that's great.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yes. New Year. Yes. So, I hope we all have a lovely New Year and Christmas and it's going to be great. We're going to have a great time, all these lovely reunions. So thank you, ladies. I'm going to thank all of our lovely presenters today. So that's Jackie Mitchell, Samantha Carr, Ivana O'Brien, Joanne McGowan, and me. I'm not thanking myself, but I'm here. As we're always keen to hear about local women with interesting lives, if you know of someone you think could be on our show, please email justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk with yours or their contact details, and we'll get in touch with them. Details of past and future guests are on our website, brooklandsradio.co.uk/justwomen. And you can find us on Facebook as well at /justwomen.br and Twitter at Brooklands Radio. So thank you for listening. And on behalf of everyone on the Just Women team, we'd like to wish you a wonderful Christmas and a really happy and healthy new year. Stay safe and well, and join us again next week for Just Women at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, repeated 8 p.m. on Thursday. Until next time, it's goodbye from me, Mandy Dineley, Ivana O'Brien, Jackie Mitchell, Samantha Carr and Joanne McGowan. And we're playing out with Driving Home for Christmas by Chris Rea, which is Ivana's favourite song.